Job chapter 8. Then Bildad the Shuhite began to speak, and said, How long will you declaim these things? And the words of your mouth are a great wind. Does God pervert justice? Or does the Almighty pervert righteousness? What if your sons sinned against him, and he has cast them out for their transgressions? If you would seek God diligently and make supplication to the Almighty, if you were pure and upright, then he would now bestir himself for you and keep your righteous dwelling place safe. And however much your beginning may have been a small matter, yet your final situation would become very great. For inquire, I pray you, of a former generation, and establish it by investigation of their fathers. For we are of yesterday, and we do not know much at all. For our days are just a shadow on the earth. Will they not teach you, and speak to you, and bring out words from their heart? Do papyrus plants grow without a swamp? Does bulrush grow without water? While it is still in tender greenness, it is not plucked away, but it dries up quicker than any other kind of grass. So are the paths of all who forget God, and the hope of the profane comes to nothing. Their hope is cut off, and their object of trust turns out to be a spider's cobweb. When he leans on his house, it will not stand. He will hold it fast, but it will not stand firm. As a tree which is moist in the sun, whose young shoot sprouts in its garden, whose roots are intertwined at the water source, which looks down on a house of stone, if anyone uproots it from its place, the place will disown the tree and say, I do not care for you. Behold, that would be the end of its joyful course, and other plants would grow from its soil. Behold, God does not reject those of integrity, and he does not hold the hand of evildoers. If you would seek God diligently, God would not rest until he fills your mouth with laughter and your lips with a shout for joy. Those who hate you would be clothed in shame, and the tent of the wicked would no longer exist.